Bava Mitzia Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Tesvav Amud Aleph 15a. Okay, we are in the middle of this discussion about. Well, I guess technically we were in a discussion. The thing we're talking about here is not even relevant to it, I don't think. But we were talking about whether you're gove shevach peros in a nigzal case, that a gezela and then mechira case. And then we had said from a brisa, the brisa says that l'shevach karkaos, the case was gazal sad mechavavar hayotze mitachas yadok shukova govas a karen mechas mishibadim shevach govim mechas mdechorin. So there is a way to collect shevach. So we went through different ways of how that could be. And then we had said that karen govim mechas mishibadim. So Rabba Bar of Huna Amar Kegon Shenitalua Misikin. Right, yesterday we came up with this concept that maybe non-Jews who are particularly difficult, and you can't go back to the non-Jew and ask for the money. So then Nitalua Misikin is the gezela that we're talking about. Ban Nigzal Gabos Karen.
It's coming back to the original Jewish robber.
Right. Not the one that was stolen from, but the original. So then he gets the Karen from him, and then he can go the Menchas Meshubadim, but Nigzal Ligbos Peros, go Menchas Menechorin. And when the original owner, I guess it's the same guy, but Nigzal Ligbos Peros, when he comes to collect the Peros, go Menchas Menechorin. Which we say is more like a malva al peh. That's the general halacha malva, which we'll see in a second. Rava lo amar karaba bar of huna. Rava, who said that the brisa has a situation of nigzal gova mim shubadim, and not not from the original field. He says the case was when he did something to the field. The gazlan, made a chazaka and ate the fruit and whatever, so he had to get the fruit from elsewhere. So lo amar karaba bar of huna. Rava doesn't say like Rava bar of huna that talks about a mesikin case, because harehi yotza mitachas yado. Yotza mitachas yado sounds like bedina mashma. Yotza sounds like it was, judiciously removed somehow. Not because it was stolen against, I guess, I don't know, judicial. I have here bedina could be that it was done properly, as opposed to being stolen by Mesikin. V'Rabba Bar Rav Huna lo amar kareva, and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who says that it's about a Mesikin case, so then he doesn't hold like Rabba that says it's about a Chafar Boros case, that they did something to the land to acquire it. He says, because Harehi Yotza Mitachas Yado, which is Be'ina Mashma. Be'ina. It harehi yotza. I think what he's saying is that the land is taken away from him in the same way it was, sort of. He took it himself. He, I think is we're darshing the word he, that it, the same thing that it was before, was taken away from him. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar Litzdadin Katani. Rav Ashi says there are two halachas being taught here. Kigon shegazal sadam echaver amleya peros va'achalas haperos va'achras hasada. We're talking about someone who stole the land from a fellow, which it was filled with fruit, which I think is similar to what we said before. And then he ate all the fruit and he sold the field. So balokeh l'gabos. When the customer comes to collect, I guess after it was found out to be stolen, so then balokeh l'gabos keren govim chas mishubadim. He takes from the thief who had sold it to him. He takes his nechasim eshubadim like a malval shtar. This is we'll see that in a second. Banig zaligbos peros, when the one that was stolen from the original owner comes to collect the fruit that he lost, right? Because the customer, the buyer never got the fruit because the thief already ate all the fruit at that point. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about in the Mishnah. Oh, this you take this from the Chas Mishvan, you take this from the Nechorin. It's talking about that the Keren for the buyer, right, which is just an empty field, he collects from the Chas Mishubadim. And then Banigza Ligbos Peros, when the original owner who was stolen from is coming to collect the fruit, so the Govin Chas Nechorin, he takes from the freed up fruit, the freed up resources. So Ben the Rava, Ben the Rava Bar Avuna, regardless of whether we're holding a Rava or Rava Bar Avuna, who explained the situation as the one who was stolen from is coming to collect, you know, get his money back. So he takes Karen from Nechas Mishabadim. Or he takes...
And he takes the Peros.
Peros from Bnei Chorin, I guess. That's what we said for both of them. So then, Malval Pehu. Umalval Pehu Govim Nechas Mishabadim. Is this not a tantamount to a loan which is only verbal? Because it's not like the thief made up a shtar with the nigzal, with the original owner. So milval pe eno govim chas mishubadim. So why are we allowing him to use the leaned land for his payment? We're talking about a situation when it was done in court, and then he had sold it. The thief was taken to court, got a psak, they just got to give it back, and then he sold it. In which case, it's a malval shtar. It's considered like a malval shtar, meaning there is greater credence. There's greater credence to the owing.
I interrupt. The white equinox. Is it any of these?
I have a white equinox. There were a couple of them in the parking lot.
Oh, because the trunk is open. Maybe it's not. I mean, I can close it.
Maybe hit a button on your pocket a second.
Where is it parked?
Next to the rabbi.
Yeah, that's mine.
Vahadar Zavin. So then it was after they took him to court, and then he sold it, in which case he had violated what was considered like a documented loan. Now, obviously, it's not a documented payback, debt. Good. Ihachi, if that's the case, Peros Nami. Why can't he also get repaid for the peros with nechasim mishubadim? But our Bryce only said bnei chorin, because the case was k'sham v'din al hakaren v'lamad bnei al peros. They only really talked about the land. He took him to court for the land, which is obviously more or possibly more expensive. I assume it's mostly time. It is umay paska stama demosa. And what's the big chiddush about that? You know, that, oh, by the way, it's only bnei chorin. That's a malva peh. Of course it's bnei chorin. So no, stama demilsa, kitava inish, karna tava bereisha. That the chiddush really is not about, you know, the actual halacha of bnei chorin, but rather that when people go to court, or when people first make a claim against the gazlan, they're first trying to retrieve the funds of the keren. And then afterwards, they'll try to figure out the peros. So that's how we sort of make a nukimta. That's what we're saying is going on. All right. That's kind of a, yeah. V'sevar Shmuel lokech megazlan leis leishivcha. Does Shmuel really hold that if you buy from a thief, that you don't get any of the money for your improvements? Right. That's really what we've been talking about, this previous price that we just got stuck trying to figure out what it's talking about. But we've been the general topic is Shmuel's opinion. V'ha'amar le Shmuel l'Rav Chinina bar Shilas imlich uchsov shufra shivcha upere b'mai. If the case is you wrote out a document for the sale of a land. But before the sale, imlich, I think, means you changed your mind. You go back to the seller and make sure it's all good. Meaning we talked about this yesterday. If the sofer writes up a document, you go back to the seller and make sure everything works out. Right? All the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted. And then you write on the shtar, Uchsov, and you write Shufra Shivcha Upere. I don't know what that means. What do you write on it?
It says you write that you record in the document that if the land is seized, the seller agrees to compensate the purchaser from his best property, both for the improvements and for the payroll.
Right. So you're Meshabed, the Mocher, the seller, is Meshabed himself, the responsibility of the best kind that you're going to pay back, and then also the shevach and also the peros. Okay, b'mai, what's the case in this situation? Ibebalchov, if we're talking about
where the land is taken by a balchov of the,
meaning why it would be a guarantee that he would have to pay back to the lokach. If we're talking about a case where it's a leaned property and it's now being collected on, mi isle pere, does Shmuel hold he gets peros for that?
Right.
Does the Baal Chov collect peros for a leaned property? I guess you don't. Farmer Shmuel Baal Chov goves a shevach. Shevach in about peros low. It says only shevach, not peros. Alav lokech migazan. It must be a situation where you are retrieving it from a thief. So how Amar Rav Yosef? I don't know how that would work.
No, we're
a customer is buying it from a thief,
yeah,
and then now the original owner is coming to collect the land.
He's coming to the customer and saying, "Hey, that's my land. The guy who sold it to you never owned it. He stole it from me."
Hold on. I think, are there four people involved in this case or three people?
Three.
Lokech migazlan. That the original owner wants his land back with the pears that were on it. And then the customer goes back. So who's collecting here? The customer is collecting from the gazlan? I'm confused, obviously. Because the mechira here is from the gazlan. So are we talking about the gazlan's mechira? That he was guaranteeing the shufra shivcha upere, but he was doing so on a stolen field?
I think so.
And in that case, that's the case what we originally said. I think that Shmuel does not, that the customer doesn't get his shevach back. Yeah. So Amar Yosef Achmai Askina and Kigon Shiyesh Lo Karka, the seller, i.e. the Gazlan, I thought, no?
Yeah.
Has land that he could pay it back. And he gives back land instead of money. And as we said yesterday, you don't want to give extra because it's going to look like ribbis. But in that case, I think what it's saying is you can give back land because it doesn't look like ribbis. You're just giving him a piece of land. You don't know what kind of pricing you settled on. As opposed to money, money has a finite...
money, if I give you $1,000
and then you can see
$1,500,
everyone sees the extra stacks that you're handing over. So Amar Lo Abaye, v'chi mutar lilvosa b'sa b'makom sheish l'karka. Are you allowed to lend sabasa when you have land? Can you just give back pieces of land and avoid ribbis? Amrle hasam halva hachazvini. Over there it's a loan, over here it's a sale. And therefore we're not going to make a gezeira about that. Igat the Amri, alternative Amri of Yosef Achmai Askinan, Kegon Shekanu Miyado. Shmuel's talking about what? When the seller obligated himself to pay back the Shevach. I think this was Shekanu Miyado means that like they had a separate transaction that he was going to give the Shevach. Something like that. Amar le'Abaye, v'chi mutar lo sabba sabba makom shekanu miyado. Are you allowed to, I think sabba says it like a, it's like a euphemism for charging ribbis. So Amar le, hasam halvav hachazvini. Again, it, when it comes to mechira, it's treated differently. Gufa, Amar Shmuel bar chov goves ha-shevach. That a creditor can collect shevach. Even if the customer, the buyer of that land, is the one that made it, that improved it. So Amar Rava, Teda, Shekach Kol Sev Lomoch Lokech, Ana Eikum Ve'ashbid, Ava'ad Ki Ve'amarek, Zvini Ilein Inun Ve'amalehun V'shivcheihon. The seller basically says to the customer, to the buyer, that I will take care of any rumors about this field, or I'll take care of any doubts or claims against this field. Okay. And any improvements about it? I don't know what that means in this case, but Ve'ekum kadamach v'tzavi zvini dinan. And I'm going to, what does this mean? Make sure it's all good sale?
I shall confirm, satisfy, clear, and perfect these purchases, them, the gains resulting from them, and the improvements they made in them, and I shall stand as surety for you, and this purchaser agrees.
The Kabel Alohi.
He accepts it.
Amalei Rav Chiya bar Rava and Larava, El Miatam, Hatan, Dlo Ksiv Lehachi, Hachanami, Dlo Tarf Shevcha. So maybe if it doesn't say these words, all this specific, sort of like all this verbiage that's all inclusive. So if it doesn't say that, so then maybe he can't get the Shevach. So Amar Le'in, yeah, you can't. V'chiyafikach matana mimacher. Says the Gemara, wait a second, is the strength of a matana greater than a sale? What does that mean? What matana? I guess if you're getting a gift, you can't get Shevach. So Amar Le'in, yafe yafe, yes, sales come with Shevach. Matanas don't. Amar of Nachman Hamas Yisrael Sayle Lamar Shmuel V'huna B'chavrin Mokim Le'i B'milai Acharinei. It helps Shmuel, who says you don't get a Shevach unless you actually use that specific phrasing, I guess. I guess it also implies that you could get the Shevach if you say the words properly. V'huna Chavrin Mokim Lev Milai Acharinei, but Rav Huna established the Brisa in a different way, which doesn't help Shmuel. The Tanya Hamocher said al Chaver v'Harei Yotzim Tachas Yado Shugov v'Govus Kerem Chas Meshubadim Shevach v'Shevach Govin Chas Menechorin v'Huna Chaverin Mokim Lev Milachrini Bilokeach MiGazlan. And they say that it's actually a case of Gazlan, which we know Shmuel says you don't get the Shevach for a Gazlan case, while you would for a Baal Chov case. Tanya Idach another Brisa says Hamocher said al Chaver v'Shbich Baal Oba Baal Chov Utrafa Shugova. The case was that a creditor came and collected the now improved land. When he, the buyer, comes to the original seller, to the seller, and says, okay, pay me back, if the improvements to the fields were greater, I don't know what that means practically. I mean, he's losing out, I guess, on like the quality of the field, or I guess they take the difference between what it was worth before and what it's worth now. So if the improvement is worth more, the difference of improvement is worth more than the expenses to improve it, so then he gets to claim the shevach from the baal karka, from the seller. But if the money's from the expenses. What? What's Bachov got to do with this? V'hayitzim Bachov. Notel as Hashem Bakarka v'hayitzim Bachov. He goes to the creditor and says, I guess that's true. I mean, the creditor comes and takes this land, and the guy who bought it doesn't, you know, the creditor doesn't care, you know. My question is, shouldn't the creditor not have to pay for whatever is done to the land? Like, this is my lien property. But here we're saying that, no, he's getting a better land than he originally leaned for.
You only had a lien on the property before it was in.
Yeah, but it was when he leaned, when it was leaned, it wasn't leaned on the basis of a specific money amount. It was leaned on based on the fact that he gets the land.
Well, no, but it was.
I mean, I'm saying if I lean my Rolex, you know, if I don't pay back the loan, you get my Rolex, and then the market makes Rolexes much more expensive, so I don't get any money back.
Well,
from the original.
You borrow money for your house, right? You've got a mortgage.
Yeah.
And now you don't pay your mortgage, and the bank forecloses. They only get to keep the money you owe. They don't get to keep the. They don't get to keep the whole value of the house.
Now is that true? They don't seize the whole house.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean,
I guess I don't get any money because.
No, pawn shop might be different. If you pawn your Rolex,
right? That's what I'm saying. It's like a specific item.
But most loans don't work that way.
Okay, so let's keep reading.
Most security doesn't work that way.
All right. So either way, the Baal Chov has to pay up the expense of Yimei Tzisar El Shevach. Ein lo ela hotza shibud shi'or shevach mi Baal Chov. And if the expenses are greater than a shevach, so then he only gets the amount of the expenses.
Most loans do not work that the. That the creditor just keeps the collateral. Most loans require that the creditor sell the collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And then gets to keep what.
So what do we say? What's the halach here? We said, Kshu gove im hashevach yosrael yitzia notel as hashevach im karka. If the shevach is greater, so then you take it from the original owner. V'hayetzia v'achov. And then you get the expenses from the creditor. And if the yitzia is greater, so you take the, you only get expenses from the Baal Chov. So you always get the expenses from the Baal Chov. The question is, do you get the Shevach from the Baal Karka? The Baal Chov never gives you the Shevach. He never gives you the improved price of the land. He only ever gives you the expenses you paid into it. Whereas if the Shevach was that much greater, you also get from the Karka? I'm not 100% sure. V'hashmua v'may mokim la, iblokech min gazlan kasha resha. If we're going to talk about it's a gazlan case, then it's a kasha from the first part, because it says you get to collect shevach. Damar shmua lokech min gazlan leslai shivcha. Ibachov, if we're going to say that it's a simple bachov case, so kasha resha v'seifa. Damar shmua bachov govas a shevach, because Shmuel says you get to collect the shevach. Ibachov lokech min gazlan, kikon shiyesh lokarka. Either we can say it's a Goslin case where he does have land as opposed to money, which we said doesn't look like land, doesn't look like ribbis as much, you can give it back. Inami, or you can say Bishakanu Miyado, as we said before, Bishakanu Miyado, that they made some kind of deal about giving back the Shevach, even though typically you wouldn't get it. Ibai Zem Bachov, or you can say it's from, it's a creditor case. Lokasha Khan, Bishevach, Hamagilik Sefayim, Sefayim, Kam Bishevach, Shein Magilik Sefayim. What does that mean? That the Megillah Seifayim is like that. They're ready for harvest. V'hamasim b'chol yom become a gavish shmuah afilu shevach Megillah Seifayim. Wait a second. Shmuel says you can collect the shevach from the Seifayim, even from the harvesting time. So halokasha ha demasik be kishir ara v'shivcha hadol masik be el kishir ara. D'yayiv le shivcha umesalik le. He gives him any improvements. I guess the Baal Chov basically only pays back the principal that he had originally leaned the property for. So ani chlaman damar I is leizuzalukach lo matzim esalik leil Baal Chov. That makes sense if you're going to say the creditor. When he comes to collect from the leaned property, then the buyers can't buy him off, so then shapir. Alman da'amar ki is leizuzalukach matzim esalik leil Baal Chov. But according to the opinion, it says the buyer can say, hey, I actually like this land. Can I just pay off the loan? Or pay off whatever he owes, and I'll keep this. So name alay ilu hava li zuze hava misalkinach mikula ara. The buyer could say to the creditor, if I had the money, I would pay you all of the loan and keep the land. Hash de lesli zuze. But now I don't have the land. I don't have the money to pay you. So then I'll just let you, I'll let the shevach slide. Havli griva de'ara be'ara shir shivchai. Right? Just give me, let me keep the land. Well, let's call it a wash. Right? You don't have to pay me the shevach, but I get to keep the land. So, hachavimayaskinan. I don't know how that works. Or give me some of the land. That's what I mean. Griva de'ara. Give me some of the land. And in place of the paying me back for the shevach. Hachavimayaskinan. Kegon sha'asa'o aputzki. When the mocher gave the buyer a receipt. Darmalei lo yehe lech peran el mizu. That you should only be paid back from this. And therefore, even according to the opinion that says you could pay him off, in this case, there was a receipt that said you can only pay back with the land and not from money. Okay, I don't know. It's a very narrow case there. Hikir b'she'ena shelo. If the buyer recognizes that the land he just bought was not really the seller's, but rather it was stolen, u'lekacha. But you still bought it anyway.
Yeah.
Amarav Mos Yeshlo. That the buyer can still get his money back. But Shevach Einlo. Mos Yeshlo, I guess that's the Karen. Shevach Einlo. Shmuel Amarafil Mos Einlo. Shmuel says, tough luck. You should have stopped the sale from going through the first place. You know, you knew better. You did it anyway. And now you get nothing. I guess he was hoping the original owner never came back. That a person, Rav believes that when the person is buying a field that he knows is stolen, he's basically saying that the seller is only giving it to him as a collateral.
Since the purchaser knows that the land does not belong to the seller, he didn't intend to give the money to the seller as payment for the land.
Oh, it was more like a collateral. Look, I'll give you this money as long as the field is not collected. So if that's the case, so why did he say that? It's clear that he didn't actually mean that. Savar lo makabel. He figured, well, if he's only going to give it to me as a pikadon, the seller's never going to accept it, and he's never going to get the land. Ushmul savar adam yedesh karka ein lo, v'gamar v'nasan l'shem matana. And basically, it's like a free gift, with no strings attached. We're just hoping this works out. V'neimalei l'shem matana. Why didn't he say that? I don't understand. Like what's the help? Why is it help? That he says it or doesn't say it, that he doesn't get anything out of it. Ksifale Mosa. It's embarrassing to the seller to take a gift. But because we assume that the buyer knows it, he doesn't get his money back. Did we already argue about this? The Itmar Makanish is a choso, Rav Amar Mos, Choser Nishmuel Amar Mos, Matana. Huh? If he betroths his sister?
Right, he gives money to his sister and says, hurry up, judiciously. Well, we know that doesn't work.
We know it doesn't work. So the question is, what do you do with that money? Rav says you give it back. Shmuel says it's a matana. Rav says, obviously, he knew that wouldn't work. He was basically just giving it to her as a collateral until it's being, I guess, found out and he has to get it back. He figured she's not going to take it. If he says it like that, Ushmuel Amar Mos Matana, and Shmuel says that the money is a complete gift. And he's just basically giving her money. It's embarrassing to accept a matana.
So he knows his sister is.
It's not embarrassing.
And needs money.
Yeah, it's not embarrassing to marry your sister, yeah.
It's not embarrassing to be marrying your brother, but it's
embarrassing to take a matana, yeah. Tzricha, I'm assuming this is the case where like they didn't really know each other very well. Tzricha. So the Gemara says we need both the cases of the karka and the case of the marrying of the sister, the betrothal of the sister, attempted. Tzricha de'i itmar b'ha, b'ha kamarav de'lo avdi inshi di'avi matanos l'nuchra. People don't give matanos to a stranger. And therefore, Rav had to teach you that the money gives goes back. Maybe only in that case. About Gabe Achoso, Emimo Delel Shmuel. Maybe the Rav would agree with Shmuel. Everybody knows he can't marry his sister. But if he would only say the sister case, Bach Kamar Shmuel, that's when Shmuel would say, Aval Baha, Emimo Delel Rav Tzricha. Maybe only Shmuel would say that because everybody knows he can't marry his sister. But in terms of the land, you wouldn't necessarily think that. So therefore, Shmuel says, no, even in that case, it's like a Matana. Bein Rav de Amr Pikana, Bein Shmuel de Amr Matana, Haila Arab Amai Kanachis, Peres Hech Yachil. This customer, this buyer, that didn't really intend to buy it, meaning it was either a pikadon or it was a matana. So then, what happens to the?
Why does he go work on the land and?
Well, why is he working on the land? You're right. Why did he? How did he eat the fruit? He never thought that it was his land. So sever ana echos la'ara ve'eved echol v'gave. I'll work on the land. I'll eat some of it. Kiyech d'havaka v'hu. Just like he used to do it. L'chi asi mare da'ara. And when the actual landowner comes, Zuzai neve l'rav da'amar pekan b'karon l'shmuel da'amar matana matana. And then I'll just get my money back. Okay? I guess I just when in Rome, when you have a piece of land, you work the piece of land, I guess. Amar rav hilchasa yesh l'mas v'yesh l'shevach. The halacha is that in the case of a stolen land, you get maus, as opposed to Shmuel's opinion, you get the price of the property back and the improvements. Even if it's payers as a shevach, even though it wasn't clearly delineated as such at the time of the sale. Hikir b'ashena shelo, however, l'kach maus yesh lo shevach ein lo. You get the money, you do not get the shevach in the case where you knew it wasn't your land. Achrayos to sofer hu. I guess we're just sort of going through all the other previous machloks and we never came back to, which is a nice concept. Achras to sofer, and we agree that when you write a shtar for a loan, so then there's an automatic achrayos there. Bein mishtar haval, bein mishtar mekach mekach. Whether it's a loan or if it's a sale, we assume that there is a lien property, or you can collect from lien property for the sake of getting your money back. Okay, we'll continue there, Mirza Shem, tomorrow.